This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere, Michelle Pfeiffer, Rupert Grint. Small, small, small. Small, small, small. Here comes Hayes and Sean.
Hey, everybody.
Wow.
Thanks for joining us.
This is the first episode of Hollywood Handbook.
Episode number one of what will hopefully be a long-running insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet-lined back rooms of this industry we call showbiz. A couple of big dogs trying to share their secrets, you know, burn after listening.
Yeah. It's been a long journey for both Sean and I to...
The happy slog, we call
get
it.
Get here, sure. Yeah. And a lot of people, I think, once they get to this point...
Mm-hmm.
They shut the door.
Close the door behind them. Nobody else allowed
in. Lock the deadbolt.
Lock the deadbolt. Slide the
chain.
Slide the shutters. Like turn the shutters closed.
Yeah.
On the blinds.
Hang up a gone fishing sign. Mm-hmm.
Put a chair in front of the door. Wedge that underneath the a knob there.
Yep. Not us. We said from the very beginning when it happened for us, we would reach back into the world of. The dreamers.
Almost instead of slamming the door, what we're going to do is we're going to rip the door off the hinges and let all the freaks in.
Yeah.
We're going to let all the misfits who Hollywood said, no, you're not good enough. You're too different. You're too edgy or raw. And
right.
We're going to say, that's our people, man.
Yeah. And I think we have a chance at really turning this town upside down once and for all.
Yeah. Turning it on its ear.
For those of you that don't know us, I'm Hayes Davenport. This is Sean Clements.
Hi.
A while ago, we used to host another Earwolf show about, what was it about?
It was like...
The news?
Yeah, it was about news and documentary style.
Right.
Programming, but...
Right. It was the kind of thing, that's what was hot at the time, and, you know, you gotta go, adapt or die, you go which way the wind is blowing, and,
Yeah,
it wasn't
we
really...
made the mistake of just latching on to the hot trend.
Yeah.
And, I don't regret it, because it obviously launched us into the stratosphere.
Right. So we could use it for this... Passion Project,
yeah,
which is a podcast where we sort of analyze the business, give people insider tips and tricks, and hopefully help everyone out there.
Yeah, we help. We're at the top of the mountain. This podcast is us throwing down a ladder.
Yep,
and saying everybody get up here.
Yep, and we should probably get into a little more like our personal journey. In Hollywood.
That sounds really good.
How we got to this point. Just quickly.
That sounds really good.
Is it okay if I start?
I would love for you to start off.
I got my start. I was the first writer hired on a show called Seinfeld when I was 15 years old. And it actually, at the time, I pitched what would become the name of the show. It was going to be called Mr. Seinfeld. From there, I did a couple years on the Barry Sanders show at the same time. And, after that, I sort of wanted to get out of the business for a while, work on stuff that was just for me, you know, like like a personal screenplay that kind of tells your story, the kind of thing that you'll just like put in a drawer and, but it'll always be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that is just, you as who you are. But, Sean, you leaked it, you read it, and you decided that I guess it should have.
I knew you didn't have the guts
right.
to put that thing out there,
sure.
And I knew we needed to see it.
And it ended up becoming three movies, actually. Twister, Remember the Titans, and Black Hawk Down. Mm-hmm. And from there, bounced around a little bit in movies and TV, created a show called House. And now I'm sort of reluctantly transitioning to the other side of the camera because I made the stupid decision to take my shirt off once when I was relaxing on the grass at the Sony lot. Since then, I've done Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. I was the mayor
mm-hmm.
in that. I in a movie called We Are Marshall. I was Marshall. I was the title role in that. And I was in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen as the guy who beats up a Transformer. And
you punched him so hard as his engine shut down.
His engine shut down and he sort of slumped. And then I gave him a really hard punch so his head flew off into space.
There's also a deleted scene where you kicked his robot butt and then a bunch of oil fell out. And it sort of looked like you had kicked him in the butt so hard that he pooped his pants.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. You said PU. You said stinky robot. Somebody changes Daiti. And I couldn't understand why they cut that scene out because I remember thinking that that was really a much needed break from the action and drama.
Right.
And a little bit of levity. And that's what you bring to the table.
Well, the movie was not a big success, I think, maybe for that. Decisions like that. Go ahead.
Tell
us about Sean.
You know, you guys know I hate to talk about myself, but at the same time, that's what this is in mm-hmm. a way. So, star athlete, probably could have done anything I wanted in any physical arena, but at the same time, didn't want to let my mind atrophy, so hung up the jersey and the pads and the rackets and all that stuff and was sort of just bumming around Chicago and London doing renegade art pieces mm-hmm. That got a lot of buzz. Blah, blah, blah. Told Tina Fey I thought she was funny. She should be a writer. Said maybe do something about 30 Rockefeller Center or something. And just was like total throwaway. I think that wound up being a show uh-huh. at one point.
Third Rock from the Sun, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't own a TV.
Yeah.
But I also wound up meeting a young man named Rocky Gervais, and I told him, you know what's funny? People. And what do people do? Not me, but a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They work in an office. Mm-hmm. And he took that to heart and said, oh, maybe I should go work in an office. And I said, no, you dope. Create a show about it. And then I told him how to do jokes. And then I went finally to to Los Angeles, where I am now. And someone stole my journal, which I had just been keeping just for me to sort of reminisce on all the misadventures I had been having. And not dissimilar to Hayes, it wound up being a series of movies. Jurassic Parks, Big Fish, RoboCop, the new one. That's from my journal. What's the Transformers before Revenge of the Fallen?
Engineer Cody, this is what you're supposed to.
You're the one who watches this trash.
Yeah. The moon.
Something about the moon. The dark moon.
Cody, isn't it something about the dark
big
moon?
Big moon. Oh, you know what? It was Apollo 13.
That's
and
right.
And so after that, I said, well, it's out there now. I might as well make a dollar and a cent off it. And I started doing some of my own stuff. And similar to Hayes, a lot of success in front of the camera, have ultimately found that I'm more comfortable behind it. I'm just one of these people who's never been comfortable saying, look at me. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be like, everybody look at this. This is what's interesting. This is what's important. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the camera whips around and they still do look at me. And that's why you've seen some of my cameos in your Larry Crowns, your Premium Rushes, your Your Drop Dead Freds. I think that's it lately.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And so, you know, all of that is behind me now, and I'm here, and I'm doing the podcast, and yes, I'm still doing other stuff, and, you know, you're going to see our names and deadline and stuff, and you're going to think, oh, if they've got this going on, are they going to have time to do the podcast? Yes, we're going to keep doing the podcast.
And that's not...
Well, it's a good roadmap.
Yes.
It's a good roadmap.
And there is no one way.
Well, they see that we went different directions,
yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The common thread, I would say, is that neither of us ever wanted this.
Yes.
Didn't want anything to do with it.
Yes, that's important to point out. We both sort of fell into, you know, just a knock at our door one day. We were both just doing our own thing. And I guess some people liked it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, I didn't really have a choice. You just get tapped and you have to do it. And that's how it happens.
It's not a choice.
I wish I had a choice about, when it comes to like writing, when somebody says they chose to be a writer, I'm like, you're friggin' lucky, man. Because if I didn't have some outlet for this friggin' wild shit that goes on in my brain, I couldn't splash it down on the page, I'd be locked up in a freaking asylum.
Padded cell.
Yeah, I'd be in a padded cell, straitjacket
Napoleon
on,
hat.
With a Napoleon hat and handcuffs and, leg brace.
Just twisted
mm-hmm. up, because that's some of what's in my head. And people find it entertaining, luckily.
Sure. Now, Engineer Cody, do you remember... a while ago, it wasn't actually that long ago, when we asked you to look up the name of the Transformers movie.
Yes.
With Dark and Moon in it. Mm-hmm. And you were sitting in front of a computer, and you just kind of...
You were on IMDb. I mean, I could see your screen from here.
You typed some stuff, and you just sort of shrugged, like it was impossible to figure out what the name of that movie was. Do you remember that?
I don't know. I think so, yeah.
Just as we go forward, because it's the first episode, we're going to have some kinks to work out in the first episode.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not going to be a perfectly oiled machine from day one.
For example, I managed to look it up myself. It's Transformers Dark of the Moon. So in the future, typing in the words that we say into it, basically anywhere on your screen should...
Yeah, I remember there was a point where you turned... And you gave me this look and this kind of shrug, and you shook your head like, no dice, bud.
Yeah.
And you seemed scared and you seemed incompetent. And I was thinking, why is he looking at me? Why is he not looking at the screen? Because I think it actually says what we're asking for.
Right.
Now, as it turned out, the movie we were thinking of was Apollo 13.
Right.
Water Under the Bridge.
What?
But in the future.
And it was nice because you did visibly... try something that didn't work. I'm not sure what that could have been.
I don't know what you did type
in. And that's
in.
What, you know, that's, it's nice to see, but it is also what scares me a little bit. That
I think what he did was, I said, what was the movie before Revenge of the Fallen?
Right.
I think he typed in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, then clicked the back button. And was like, I'll see what's before this.
Yeah.
And I think it didn't show him.
And it turns out that Dark of the Moon is the third. That was the third installment, so he should have hit the forward button.
Yeah, I mean, I don't own a TV, so for me, a lot of this I'm guessing at.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway,
I'm really
it's all
sorry.
Cleared up. It's okay, bud.
Come on.
Emmy stuff.
The Emmys.
People want to hear about the Emmys.
Who went home with Emmy?
We went... Good show.
Yeah.
I was on my phone for a lot of it. You know, the thing that people always really want to hear about is the parties.
The parties. And people think it's pretty glamorous and think it's pretty cool, all these Emmy parties. But
yeah.
I actually find it more stressful because I go, guys, could we spread these out over a few weeks?
Right.
So that I don't have 50 friggin' people mad at me. I can only hit maybe 12 parties.
Right. It's a lot of no's.
So when you're invited to all of them, can you imagine the pressure that you feel?
You know, sometimes I just like feel like I would just want to stay home with, you know, with my real fans. You know what I mean? Like my girlfriend and my cat. Like those are those are my biggest fans who sort of like center me.
Yeah, to dirty and, secret, we lead pretty simple lives.
Yeah. And that's a dangerous thing to sort of expose because there is this brand of the marquees and
the Hollywood Rebel
red carpet and stuff like that, but
friggin' crazy orgy at Sigourney Weaver's pool house or something.
Right. But spoiler alert, we're just normal guys.
We're
really
real normal people. We're like you and we have
in a lot of ways.
Yeah. In some ways we're not.
So, but we wanted to use this opportunity to apologize to some of the parties that
some of the parties that we couldn't make it to. Rather than individually having to email every person, we were just like, well, we've got this big platform, everyone's listening, let's go ahead and just send out a sorry.
Yeah. Like what were, what were some of the parties we missed?
Well, the quick list of just network ones, you know, we're sorry to John Landergraf, but it's FXX, FX, FXM. We couldn't go. We're sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Louis. And so AMC and some of these other networks. We're sorry. MTV2. Yeah. I don't know.
Chiller.
Yeah, Chiller. Ovation. You know, we're very sorry. Then to the individuals.
Yeah.
Sorry to Tom Colicchio.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Fischer.
Yeah.
Brian Posehn.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson.
I heard good things about the. There are always those magazine parties. There was that big Nintendo Power party on the roof of the Staples Center. I heard that one was.
And we wish we could have been there. And
cool.
if you would do it on a different night, we would go.
Exclusive cheats and stuff. That one would have been fun. Secret MTV had the secret channel that shows like what songs are going to be cool.
The one that still plays music videos.
Yeah, yeah. And from the
it's from always the, so weird. I have to bite my tongue when people complain. They go, "It used to stand for music television." And I'm like, "Well, it still does if you have secret."
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
and they had all the bands that are going to be sort of cool down there. The T-shirt Boys were there.
The T-shirt Boys,
DJ SpaghettiOs. So that was
Huckleberry Hound's dad.
So that was a shame. That would have been fun.
And obviously, the biggest apology we probably owe is Scott Anchorman.
Yeah, Scott Anchorman had the big Hollywood Handbook launch party, which we
and we would have loved to attend.
And I think it's not for lack of trying. We did try to move some stuff around.
Yeah, we tried to reorganize our schedule as much as we could, and I heard that the party was great. I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that some of the other hosts were able to show up. All the other hosts showed up, and they sort of formed a line of like. You know, sword like holding swords up that we would sort of like pass under on our way in, and we honestly did try to make it, and hopefully
next year,
And hopefully that we sent John Leguizamo and Engineer Brett in our place that they were. Hopefully, that was
an appropriate facsimile,
at least some of the way there. Yeah. What was the other? There was some other stuff in the Emmys. This year that we wanted to sort of dig into?
I remember a very powerful message given by one of the...
I know what you're going to say.
One of the award recipients. And it was a message that even though it's 10 to 20 years old, it's still very powerful.
Yeah. This is friend of ours, friend of the show, Steve Levitan. That's who you're talking about, right?
Yes, one of my closest friends.
He is the creator of the show Moderate Family. He gave a speech.
Shocking win, surprise win for them, because I know they had been sort of under the radar.
Yes.
So the fact that they were able to collect enough votes.
But the Emmys are the time for shows like that.
Yes, it's about recognizing what's next, new.
And what is really the best. Funniest, and in the case of comedy, is the funniest.
And what's actually just piss your trousers funny.
Yes. And Steve Levitan gave a speech. He didn't have to, you know, like,
didn't have to give.
Normally, that's the time where you fucking thank executives or whatever, like suits.
Yeah. You say, you say the same boring shit of like, we've got a great cast. Thanks to my agents and that shit. But he went up with a real message to send.
Right. I actually had the clip.
Great.
Okay, let's just play it.
Thank you to everyone at 20th Century Fox Television, Dana Walden, Gary Newman.
And you should, you know.
You do still
you
thank the
probably
suits.
Thank
you do
the
still
suits.
Thank the suits. But
it's a mistake.
But a lot of people end there.
Right.
I cannot begin to express to you how surreal this ride has been, because none of us grew up feeling like winners. So thank you to the bullies, to the popular kids, to the gym teachers who taunted us, who rejected us, and who made fun of the way we ran. Without you, we never would have gone into comedy. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Brave.
You need a minute after that.
Yeah.
And to paint a picture for the people listening who didn't get to see this, some of the losers on stage with him, first of all, Steve Levitan is not your typical what you picture when you think of a rich Hollywood writer. He is 6'4", good looking. He's in great shape.
He's got all his hair.
Yeah. And just sort of charismatic. But then behind
strong jawline.
Really strong jawline. And just a sort of.
So he's the sort of
charming
leader of this freak parade that's up on stage.
That includes, if you've ever seen Sofia Vergara, you know she's never felt like a winner in her life.
Yeah.
Gym teachers must have been giving her hell.
And you think of, like, who would have made the decision to put someone like that on TV where she could be seen by other people. It just doesn't to hear it, it doesn't make sense. Like, on the surface, it doesn't make sense.
You wouldn't think it would work.
But when combined with...
But if there's other freaks around
who
go, hey, these are our people, man.
Right.
You're from the same tribe as me.
Right.
And they give them that opportunity to shine. And it also, I mean, you've got Ed O'Neill is on that show.
Ed O'Neill, yeah.
Who, it's a sad story in a way, because he was like a Division I college athlete. And that doesn't start in college. In order to be a college athlete, you have to have been a high school athlete.
Right.
So... people must have been making fun of the way he ran, because it must have been very fast.
Hey, fast guy.
Hey, fast guy.
Okay.
You don't seem to be struggling. Like, probably didn't get winded that much. And it's just like, that's got to be hell on you. And thank you for doing that, bullies and gym teachers, because he found his way into comedy because of that.
And to think of, like, Sarah Hyland.
Yeah.
Who is going through this today.
Right,
you know,
now.
She's a young woman. I think she's in high school.
She's a high school age, yeah.
And to imagine her having to go from...
like a fashion shoot, Glamour or Vogue magazine.
And having to put up with that kind of abuse. She must be every day. How she...
And to say she never is going to get a chance to feel like a winner.
Yeah.
You know, except on that stage.
Yes.
That's the one place that these people get to feel like winners. And so for him to give that message to people, obviously not like Hayes and I, but to people who are out there who are struggling with being incredibly good looking, incredibly wealthy, with being very talented, you know, that's got to feel like shit. And people must fucking really rake you over the coals for that.
Nice reminder for people like us. And also nice vindication for like... bullying that you've done in the past and how it's a very good thing to do.
Yes. Bullies are the inspiration for all creative success.
Right.
And if we didn't have bullies, we wouldn't have innovation.
Right. And
I think it's good to get that out there.
And this is the kind of thing that a lot of today's Hollywood stars do, a little slap on the wrist to them. They've been doing all this anti-bullying messaging now because I want to be the only star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
they don't want any other stars
creating the door. This is pulling up the ladder. What I mean?
Yes.
If they stop bullying, they can be the only star.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's why that's gotten so much traction.
Right.
Is just they're going like, oh, there'll be no more celebrities if I can end bullying with my platform I have now. And kudos to Levitan.
Yes.
For not taking that angle.
Thanks, Steve Levitan, for making us laugh and think.
And think and be sad.
We're going to be right back. We have a guest. John?
Joan? It's written down somewhere.
Yeah, I have his email. Let me see. Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson from The News Girl.
Star of The News Girl
is going to be in the studio, and he's going to take some questions from fans of the show, hopefully, and tell us a little about his craft and all that stuff. So stay tuned to Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So I just slapped it out of her hand, and I went, Mila, Kunitz, if you're just going to complain about the new iOS, then I'll buy you a new phone. We'll put the old iOS on it, but I'm not going to listen to this crap anymore.
The fact that someone told her it wasn't going to be me, but I'm glad somebody did, because this is every new phone, every time. Hey! Welcome back to Hollywood Handbook. We have a regular feature on the show that we really love to do, and I think the fans like it also, called the Teaser Freezer.
We reach into the Teaser Freezer. And we grab the latest teaser.
Yeah. Everyone loves movie teasers. And
it's a nice cold treat to just om nom nom, scrom nom nom, gobble down on. And we try to pick what is the hottest, biggest movie that's going to make the most money and be the best.
Right. And which, when you've been in this industry as long as we have, you can sort of pick stuff out.
You can smell it.
Even at the teaser stage, that's what really makes or breaks.
You can smell it on a teaser when it's going to be one for the freezer.
And at the time of this recording, this movie has not come out yet, but I think it will have been released and successful and all that by the time you actually hear it. It's a movie called Don John.
Very under the radar, hasn't really been getting any mainstream promotion because it is an independent film, which we really enjoy when artists are allowed to make their own vision.
Yes. Starring sort of underground, like Gordon Joseph Levitt, Scarlett Johansson, Tony Dancer.
Tony Dancer and Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore. And these are people that if you saw them, you would say, oh, like, I remember that person.
Oh, they're from like, whatever cell phone commercial or, you know.
Maybe
they played Chandler's boss or something once.
For people who don't know, like, if we ever get to inside, this is like a big risk for us if we start using terminology that we know, but people outside the business maybe don't know. A teaser is like sort of an advertisement for a movie that plays before the movie.
Before a movie comes out, and if you get to the movies early like we try to do, they'll show
you some
of these.
Because people worked hard on this.
They'll show
you
some of these.
This is what...
It's promoting the movie and showing you just pieces of it.
Right.
So we're not playing you a movie.
Right.
But it is pieces of a movie.
Right. And if you're listening to a podcast like this trying to figure out tips for how you can go to the movies, this sort of gives you something to expect. If you figure out a way to go to the movies, you can see a bunch of teasers before the movie. Don't leave after the teasers, because that's when the movie starts.
Because there's a movie after the teasers, but they'll show you three or four teasers in the theater, and it's not your movie yet. And if you do want to start going to the movies, this podcast is a great place to start. And just pick up your newspaper and see where's the theaters. And then you go and there's somebody there who will help you. And you can start enjoying these teasers and these movies and really feel in the know when you listen to this.
Okay, so let's open up the teaser freezer. We're going to a frosty blast of air in your face. And here is the Don John teaser that we're going to sort of pause intermittently and narrate as it goes, for when there's just text on the... For on the screen, we'll read it to you. Okay, here it is.
Are we recording? Regular Joe here. Ladies and gentlemen, I have written and directed a movie. It's called Don John, and it's coming out in the fall. We just put together our first trailer for it, so I'll shut up now, and you can watch that. But I'll be back.
First of all, why before this has guys that have that are in movies not been at the beginning of the teaser saying, here it comes?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a pet peeve of mine about teasers for a long time, is that when I'm going to watch a teaser for Toy Story or something, mm-hmm. that I don't have Chuck's Spaceman,
yeah.
You know, asking if I'm recording.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I see him going like, hey, you're going to see this teaser.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, and I'm sure this has happened to our audience at home, if they've managed to go to a movie, is the teaser started and they've gone, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck is going on in here? No one told me we were recording, and nobody told me who they are.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
Yes.
And one other thing I'd like to point out that's great is this guy who's talking to us, we're going to see him in the movie,
yes.
playing a character.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to differentiate, he doesn't just say, hey, I'm Gordon Joseph Levitt. He goes, I'm regular Joe.
Yeah.
This is just him hanging out.
Because before he says that, you forgot that he was your friend, you know? Like, just in case you didn't know that he was, like, a good friend of yours, he gives you that reminder in the
And he's going to be doing a very different voice, a very fake voice during the movie, but he also is doing a fake voice whenever he's talking. And so it's nice to clarify, this is my regular Joe voice, it's fake, and I'm going to be doing a fake weird accent in the movie part.
Yeah.
So here's the difference, you
Let's hear that. I want to hear that.
There's only a few things I really care about in life. My body, my pad, my ride, my family, my church, my boys, my girls, and my porn.
That is the same guy. I know we said
it's
that
the same guy that speaking, and that's why he had to let you know.
That is the same guy. It sounds like two different guys, but it is the same guy.
And he was right to chuckle when he said, I directed a movie.
Yes.
It's very funny.
It goes. I'll skip the part. It goes on. He just repeats those things.
He repeats those things for a couple minutes. And that, I think, is a mistake. He said this is the first trailer they cut, and I assume they took it out of the later ones that he says it over again.
Because he keeps saying
it. They accidentally looped it.
Body, pad, ride, family, church, boys, girl.
And now he's looking at Scarlett Johansson. He meets her at the bar. She's sexy. It says written and directed by...
Sir? That's definitely her.
Gordon Joseph Levitt.
Oh, this girl's more than a dime for
her. Oh, my God. Were you in love with this girl already?
Sure, I've seen this girl.
Oh, my God. What's her name? What's her name?
Why'd you say yes to me?
I'm just going to have to wait to find out.
See, that was a cool part where the mom saying, what's her name, and then not saying it.
Yes.
Because it's sort of the voice of the audience at that point. Like, oh, what's that girl's
name? I gotta know who she is.
Oh, now I gotta shell out whatever
gotta
it is.
Pay the bucks to find out the name.
$25 for a movie these days. It's outrageous.
It is outrageous. That pays the bills.
All right, I got time.
You're cute. I like you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Listen, you want to know the truth? You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
And I think that's a good time to remind everyone that Gordon Joseph Levitt also wrote this movie. So when you hear something like that,
a good exchange like that.
Where does that come from?
That's him.
You like movies?
I don't watch too many movies. The Pretty Woman, The Pretty Man, I mean, they drive off into the sunset. Everyone knows it's fake.
I love movies like that.
Yeah.
Great. But they watch it like it's real life.
Baby.
What are you doing?
I was just reading emails.
No, you weren't.
She caught me watching porn.
That's it?
Right?
Oh!
Now, a lot of people at the beginning of the teaser are listening to it and saying, where's that song? Where's Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Fungy Bunch? Like, isn't that supposed to be the song that's in?
And then they reward you with it. And it's just it's one of many pieces of this trailer that is very timely.
Yes.
Because the Fungy Bunks are right now coming back, blowing up again. Mm-hmm. And then also, if you notice, a lot of this is reminiscent a very popular TV show
mm-hmm.
that is huge right now,
mm-hmm.
the Jersey Shoremans.
Yeah.
And the Jersey Shoremans all dress like this, and they talk like this. And when he's doing my body, my clothes, my you know, mm-hmm. that's kind of what those guys are like with their gym tan laundry
yeah.
stuff. And if you couldn't put it together, Ronnie shows up in the trailer and he just bonks you over the head. He goes, hey, you dummy, he's doing Jersey Shore, man, so you know you already like it.
There was also that, in a lot of these movies and in the teasers, they'll have those exchanges that are sort of like you and your friends interact. It's supposed to replicate real life. And there was that great exchange where his friend goes, so she caught you watching porn? And
he goes,
I know, right? And the guy goes, oh!
Yeah, well, he goes, first he goes, that's it?
Yeah, he caught you watching porn, that's it?
But
I know,
then,
right? Oh!
Yeah, then...
And you sort of wonder, what?
What happened for him in between thinking it wasn't a big deal and thinking
and
it was a big
suddenly,
deal?
Suddenly, because he said, I know, right? That's what really set him off.
Yeah, because he did understand it at first.
That it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you actually took the attitude that it wasn't a big deal? Then now it is a big deal. I think. I don't know. I'm going to have to shell out the $45 or whatever the F it costs to go see a movie these days. And, you know, that's just that. Because I got to know her name and I got to know why that guy changes mind so fast.
Let's keep going.
She caught me watching porn.
That's it?
Right? Oh!
How do you watch that?
How do you watch all the stupid movies that you watch?
Movies and porno are different, John. They give awards for movies.
They give awards for porn, too.
You drop the music when you do a funny teaser joke. That's another...
That says a trick of the teaser.
Yes.
So, there's only a few things I really care about in life.
I don't know if I really want a wife and kids.
Oh. Look what you did.
Grandchildren.
If you want to lose yourself, you have to lose yourself in another person. It's a two-way thing.
That's Julianne Marr. It'll be interesting to find out who she is in the movie, because she's not the mom. She's an older lady who is friends with who's friends with Don John.
I think she's his analyst, which to see sort of a tough guy, sort of a tough Italian-y guy going to an analyst is something that we haven't really seen in TV or in movies.
I don't know if I could buy something. Like, it would be very interesting if they were to show that, but the truth is that tough guys don't...
They don't go
they
to
don't need
something
that
like that
stuff.
Because it's you have to talk about your feelings there.
Right.
And they have their guard up, so...
So I'd be interested to see if they were brave enough to do something like that, but it would...
If they did
it
responsibly,
say,
yeah.
Prove it to me, you know?
It's a friend.
And maybe it's time to try something new.
And this is, I'll just read you the review from Entertainment Weekly. It says, funny, touching, smart, and supremely confident.
Now that is something I don't think we say enough about movies, that it seems confident.
Yeah.
That while making the movie, whoever made it must have never second-guessed any choices they made. They right. must have gone, yes, this thick of an accent is appropriate. Yes. This song by the Funchy Bunks is appropriate. Yes, all this story and this friend changing his mind this fast is the right amount of time it should take. And I think that not enough people are confident enough to just never really take a second look and go, is this good? So...
singing along. He's singing along to the Funchy Bunch, and then he pulls up alongside another car, and he stops singing, and then he starts again. And he said he was coming back, Gordon Joseph Levitt, so I hope he does.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. You're far too kind. Hey, you want to follow my YouTube channel? You can do that. You can also follow me on...
See, that is the same guy also, we should say. He's doing a third voice.
He's doing another new voice.
Yeah. But it is still the same guy.
Yeah, he's disappeared into this regular Joe character.
And that's why it's called acting.
Yes.
In the words of Lawrence Oliver, it's, you know, that's why it's called
acting.
That's
why they call it kid. That's why they call it doing acting kid.
The Twitter, on the Facebook, on the Yahoo Tumblr. Or, if you're feeling creative, I run a collaborative production company called Hit Record. And we're about to start making all kinds of art revolving around the themes of this movie, Don John. So if you're a writer or a filmmaker or a musician or any kind of artist, come check out
check,
the site.
Check,
and, I made a video about that collaboration to start it off, as I do on a regular basis, which is part of the reason why I'm called Regular Joe. Ask Rob Brown the other reason. Thanks again.
And we did ask Rob Brown. And he said it's because his Gordon Joseph Levitt's bowel movements are so consistently timed.
Yeah.
And it's and I don't work blue. I'm not making a joke. But we did ask Rob Brown because we know him. And that's what he told us is the other reason. I don't know if he's having a joke on us.
Yeah. That was it's time to close the teaser freezer.
Close the teaser freezer and
maybe
keep everything else
sneak
fresh.
Sneak a munch on an otter pop. Then, okay, time to close it up. We'll be right back with our guest, Jack Johnson, from The News Girl. We're very excited. He asked us if he could be our launch guest, and we
said no. And
we went back and forth a few times. And,
yeah, ultimately... give the kid a break.
We worked it out. We'll be right back on Hollywood Handbook.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Are we recording?
Are we recording?
Are we recording?
Are we recording?
Is the light? Is that the light?
Are we...
Are we
recording? I think we are. Hey, regular Sean here, sitting with
old regular Hayes, your buddy. We're back with our guest, Jake Johnson. Such a pleasure to have you on our first episode.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's a real honor.
You're busy. We know you're very busy, and it's always nice of you to carve out some time for your old buddies, Hayes and Sean.
Yeah, how you guys been?
We've been good. It's been a wild ride.
Great.
Things obviously have changed a little bit from when we first knew you back in the days when we were all just grinding it out, just trying to make a buck in this business.
Right.
It's fun to think about when we were all doughboys going off to war.
Right.
You know. And
Sean and I were talking the other day, Jake, about we were remembering when you were. I think you were working as a bartender at the airport.
Right.
After Sean and
the Burbank Airport.
The Burbank Airport, yes. Right. Trying to swing a gig at LAX was not
turning
out for you.
You get more tips.
Yes,
you get more tips.
But Burbank's way more convenient.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're, yeah, I mean, it's
the
devil's bargain, but...
Yeah, no, I love working there.
Yeah, you were working there, and Hayes and I would go in there every day just to sort of take meetings with... Yeah.
Yes.
You guys would go through security?
Yeah, we'd buy a ticket.
Because this was post-90, I mean...
Yes, well, it's like a membership, you pay for Soho House or whatever, you know, like nobody says that's crazy. You buy a plane ticket every day just to be in the place where, because that's where the players play.
Well, as you guys know, obviously, there's a lot of, you know, L.A. to New York, L.A. to New York out of Burbank. So you guys will go right by the JetBlue aerial and just...
Not JetBlue necessarily, we do Spirit, the Spirit terminal.
What business were you into back then? It was always the writing acting game, right?
It was the writing, acting,
producing, directing,
just casting,
conceiving of, I guess,
just the whole
having
thing.
Ideas. Yeah,
I gotta say, guys, I've always viewed you two, and you know this, as huge talents.
Yeah, and same for you, man.
And
that's why when you came to us when you were sort of grinding it out in Burbank and said, guys, right. I think I'm gonna hang it up.
Yeah, you said, guys, these two whiskey sours are on the house, and I think they're the last ones I'm going to serve.
Well, those were on Lou. Remember Lou? You remember Lou?
Yeah. Can I help you?
But you said these are on Lou, and you said I'm going to hang it up, banging my head against a wall out here.
Yeah, I just couldn't catch a break.
You know, we tried to loan you more dough and you mm-hmm. wouldn't take it.
Well, look, you know, the reality is at that point, I was looking at myself in the mirror. I was 39 years old, 350 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I had hair down to my lower back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just thought, how the fuck is this town going to see me for what I am?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we also said, "You, yeah, stop."
We said, that makes sense for mm-hmm. you, for where you're at and for what you appeared to be capable of.
But I appreciated what you guys were really doing as my best friends.
Yeah.
And that was, you guys said to me, stop. You know, you always teased me. You came in there, you razzed me, but mm-hmm. you guys did it like the brothers I never had because I was in an orphanage.
Yeah.
You know?
You at that time were living in an orphanage.
I'm so sorry. Fuck, man. I didn't expect this. I thought we were going to be doing some bits up here.
Yeah.
This is fucking me up emotionally. But, you know, man, you guys fucked with me, you teased me, and I said I was going to quit, and you said you should, but what I know what you were really saying, and what you're saying is get out there and do it.
Yep.
And I appreciate you guys.
And
Thank you.
I say, no one was happier or prouder than I was when 25, 26 years later, mm-hmm. I'm flipping through my TV Guide channel,
mm-hmm.
and what do I see but the News Girl.
Yeah, News. Yeah.
Starring my friend Jack Johnson.
Yeah, well, that's close. It is called The New Girl, Fox Tuesdays at 9. My name is Jake. Come on, Sean.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality of it is I'm doing this today. True, we haven't all hung out in a long time, which is regrettable. But I got to...
Life gets big. Mm-hmm. I mean, life gets big.
No doubt. But here's the thing. I got to get the word out there. I got to get people watching.
Sure.
It's right before a show called The Mindy Project, starring Mindy Kaling.
Yes,
it's,
I've heard of that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You haven't heard of my show?
Very funny show. I have not heard of your show.
Zooey Deschanel. Schmidt.
Oh, well, Schmidt, well,
I've heard of Mr. Schmidt.
Oh, everyone knows Mr. Schmidt.
I have heard
the
of Mr.
Schmidt.
Show's
not called Mr. Schmidt.
Is that a different show?
No. Okay. On Tuesday night, you got the show Dads. Then you got Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen those shows. Yeah. Those are good shows.
Then you got,
never miss Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg.
Yeah. Then you got New Girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got The Mindy Project.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not called Mr. Schmidt, all right?
That's just what people, when they come in to work the next day, I hear like, did you see Mr. Schmidt last night? And
yeah, or someone will be saying...
First of all, hold on, guys. This is
what Mr. Schmidt said. They'll be saying, they'll be quoting him.
Why are you putting
Mr.
Schmidt?
Or they've got the shirt on.
Because there's a chance Schmidt's his first name. We've never called him Mr. Schmidt. We've done 56 episodes. We've never called him Mr. Schmidt. Because the writers have told us we don't know if it's, you know, Mr. Schmidt or Schmidt's his first name.
Uh-huh.
This is, okay, well, this is going to be a good,
segue. Could you sit back down at the engineering board, please? Cody just
Cody
stood
was
up
standing
and,
up.
Just sort of
he's just taking
and keep
the,
go ahead and keep the cans on just for quality control stuff. Yeah. Just QC. We want you to hear
and
make sure it's coming through clean.
Jake, if you're sitting close to him, and it's like we're
I'm
saying,
trying. Yeah, he's
stuck behind me. If you see him take those cans off, just give us a signal.
Some
and
sort
we'll,
of shout out, no doubt.
And we'll take care of it.
Okay. But we heard you mention the writers, and I think it's a good segue to educate some of our audience who maybe haven't heard of the Mr. Schmidt Show.
Yes. Let's talk about the show.
How did you get the idea for a News Girl? And
me?
Yes, and mm-hmm. and
I didn't get the idea.
Okay.
Well, Hayes? That's a scoop.
This is a big scoop.
I don't think it's a scoop.
Mark it down.
This isn't a
scoop troop. Get your notebooks out.
This isn't a scoop troop moment, guys.
Is it the kind of thing where like you didn't get the idea? It just. Came to you.
Me, those are the best ideas, the ones where you're not trying to think
about
what
a show would
do. I didn't write it.
You just happened to be in the right.
I didn't write it.
Okay.
I'm just acting in it.
Okay.
I play Mr. Miller.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Miller. Hmm. Now.
What everyone talks about, the water coolers the next day or whatever.
Now, on your IMDb page, it says Nick.
What?
It says you play...
Yeah, Nick Miller, Mr. Miller.
Nick Miller.
Nick Miller.
Mr. Miller.
Now, talk about him for a second. Which one is he?
Well,
which guy is Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's break it down. He's not Zoe. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's not Lamorne Morris.
Yeah, sure. No, yes.
And he's not Mr. Schmidt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we know
who is he?
Right.
So if he's not Zoe, he's not the black guy, and he's not Mr. Schmidt, then who is he?
He's the guy in like the checkered shirt with like the scruffy.
Bingo.
Yes.
Bingo.
Sure.
Bingo.
Okay.
So you do watch.
I've seen the, you know, I've flipped through EW. I've seen like little.
I've been in there like six times, so it really doesn't matter to me, but.
Let me ask you this.
In that six times, in Variety five times, in Hollywood Reporter nine.
Congratulations.
You're wearing.
Those are big numbers.
A checkered shirt.
Uh-huh.
And you have kind of a scruffy beard tonight.
Are you? Do you have to film it right after?
How do you get ready to play a character like Nick Miller?
Well, if you want the truth, that just came from an appearance at Target.
Oh.
We had the whole cast. We do appearances around Hollywood, and we make bank.
Sure. Mm.
We just stand in front of different appliances, and then we go to like different bars. It's like you've heard in Vegas.
Yes.
Where like Snooki goes to the VIP at some club and makes X amount of bank.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the cast members and me do it.
And you'll do a residency. Like in Vegas, you'll do a residency at like Veggie Grill.
Sure.
Or something like that.
That's right. 100%.
Yeah. But we're doing the new Chipotle, but it's like Asian food.
Mm.
Do you know that one?
No.
It's new. So
it sounds delicious.
Close to the Arclight. You guys should look into that. I could see that being a nice cross promotion. Maybe Mr. Schmidt's chopping up tofu or something.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what he does? Isn't that mostly what he does?
Well, they're
on the
both
show?
New things. I just thought.
Well, we're not a new thing. We're in season three.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
We got to move on.
Okay.
Great.
Go ahead.
Did you see Bridesmaids?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Okay.
I thought it was funny, too.
Well, Brave, too.
What was Brave about it?
Let's read, let's go to the Popcorn Gallery.
Let's go to the Great. Popcorn Gallery. This is a segment that our fans obviously love. A lot of, Joe and Jane Q public moviegoer types
Great.
Don't have direct access to working Hollywood actors.
Fantastic.
And so we get questions from them.
So it's our version of the peanut gallery.
Oh,
it's the popcorn,
okay, great.
The popcorn
I love
gallery.
It.
So we reach into the
Fantastic.
Popcorn bag
great.
And we pull out a question. It's from Bird Rules. And his question for Jake Johnson is, Jake, how do you get into the funny zone?
Mm.
You're on a comedy TV show.
Yeah.
And when you're, sometimes you need to really get into that place. Sean and I do comedy as well. It's different for everybody.
Right.
I have my way of doing it. He has his way. We'd like to hear about your way of getting into the funny zone.
Well, I didn't study acting for 9 years to flop around with funny ears on and goofy shoes and get
sure.
in my funny zone.
Right.
Right.
I'm an actor.
Right. That's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I get in my funny zone? Great script.
A great script.
I don't know about you guys, but you know, I know you guys will run around and chase each other's dicks on stage and go like whoop-de-doo-de-doo-de-doo and everybody
yeah.
laughs, but that's not
yeah.
what I do.
We chase each other's dicks.
What I do is I read the material, I become the material, I say the lines, and I will specifically, if my character has a pause, mm-hmm. I will ask in the script to tell me how many seconds.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So if the script said for you to chase Mr. Schmidt's dick around, do you throw that in the wastebasket, or are you willing to...
You know what? I don't throw... You know what a script is? Bible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So if the Bible says something, you don't choose to throw it out,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not a religious guy. But
oh, then a strange analogy for you to use.
So you think that a script is not an important thing?
It's something you don't believe
something
in.
Something you don't think is real.
That other people find important and you almost think that's silly.
What would you say to your fans who do believe that God is real?
I didn't say that I don't think God is real.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I think it's basically a script.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With a great writer.
Oh.
New Girl is. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I do.
And so when I look at a script.
I just figured, yeah, now I know probably even more than Hayes does.
Yeah. But yeah. I probably know the most of the three of us because I said it.
Okay. Hey, I don't want to concede that ground.
I don't want to go back to the Burbank airport where we play Whose Dick's the Longest.
Right.
Because everybody's doing great.
Yeah, sure. Now everyone is doing great.
Should we get into the scene machine?
Yeah, let's hop into the scene machine and just drive into a fun scene.
This is where we create a scene out of nothing. We just put a bunch of loose parts in the scene machine.
Improv.
Well, not necessarily improv, because we do want you.
Writing.
You're here to, you said before, you're here to promote.
Script writing.
Promote that show that you're on.
New
so,
Girl.
Yes.
Tuesdays at 9, before the Mindy Project, after Andy Samberg and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
An hour after Dad's.
Do you hang out with Mimby at all when you are...
Who?
When you're doing stuff like, because you're right next to the Mimby Project, do you
what
and
project?
Mimby get to...
Mimby? Who the hell is Mimby?
I assume she's a friend of yours because you're right next
she
to her.
She plays Mimby on that show.
Yes.
Her name's Mindy.
On the show.
On and the show, sure.
And
but
in
that's...
real life...
No, when
who are you guys thinking of? There's a there's
Jake,
a famous actress
no,
named Mindy Kaling.
No, Jake,
she plays
Jake,
Mindy. Who
Jake,
are you guys
Jake,
thinking of?
Jake, that's a fake show.
No, I know.
In the show,
she's
on. And her name's Mindy Lahiri in the show.
She's playing someone on a TV show.
But Mindy Kaling, who's an author,
named Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, who's an author slash actress?
Who's Mindy Kaling?
That's just the show. That's just a character on a show.
No,
she's playing a doctor. That's all fake.
No, I know the dude, I'm not an idiot, man. I'm not an idiot. I know it's a show. But I don't think her name is Mimby Kaling.
Mimby.
A real doctor wouldn't be allowed to do all the stuff that she does.
No, I know. Because it's a show. And Chris Messina's in it.
She's very unprofessional in some of
the
doctor
meetings.
I agree.
No, I know. I know. But... Yeah.
Yeah.
So to answer a question, I'm not friends with her.
Okay.
But I think she's nice.
Let's get into the scene.
Yes. Sorry. The scene machine. I'm sorry. I sidetracked us.
Jake, we're going to have you play Nick.
Okay.
Your character from the show. I'll be...
We're doing a scene from New Girl?
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have the script.
No, it's an improvised scene.
I don't improvise.
Well, then let's do a real scene.
Great.
Here's the script.
Great.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'll be Jeb.
Jess.
Okay. Sean, who would you like to play?
I'd like to play Mr. Schmidt.
I don't know if you got it in you.
Okay.
You seem more like a Winston.
Now let's set up the scene. Let's give context for the scene.
I hope that's not some sort of a racial insult.
What?
You How said it very. You said it with a very negative.
No, because right now Winston's storyline is he has weird feelings for puzzles and cats.
Yes, I've seen it.
And I think
it's
you're
meaty
in it.
Stuff. It's meaty stuff.
Well, it's
stuff the kind of thing that you wouldn't see on television 10-15 years ago in the those multicam shows.
I think you would.
They didn't have time to explore it. No, because the laugh track ate up too much time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do single cam, you can do it because you have more time, more lines.
Yeah.
I think there's truth to that.
Okay.
Because I think the laugh track takes up time, and without it, you get more time for lines.
Well, I'd like to play Mr. Schmidt, and we'll just see if I have it in me or not.
Okay. I guess so.
Let's do a scene where I am Jess, and I've just done something unacceptably strange.
Okay.
And you,
you're Jess.
Yes.
Okay.
And you, Nick, you need to put me in my place without hurting my feelings.
Okay.
So first, tell us what you do, what process you go through to get to a place where you can do that as the character Nick.
Well, I think about who in my real life has done something
mm-hmm.
that has just acted out of line, and I got a few people that I can always go to, and it just pisses me off. And I think...
Yeah.
Well, I love that person. They're a valued person. My mother, my sister. I mostly use a female for Jess, or I'll use a guy for Mr. Schmidt. And I think this girl really did it to me this time. My sister, my mom, my cousin Teresa, or other girls get super furious and then enter the scene.
Okay, are you there?
I'm there, go.
But why is it called a washing machine if it can't wash my car?
Who is that?
Huh?
And
that's Jess.
That's Jess.
That's from the show. Why is it called a washing machine if it can't wash my car?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, why is it called a washing machine if it can't wash my car?
And well, I'll tell you the way Nick would respond.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike this dialogue that was written not by one of our writers.
Okay.
It's nonverbal. It's the look.
Okay, for the people at home, he sort of folded his arms.
Who are listening at home, he folded his arms and he raised his eyebrows and he sort of crinkled his brow.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll just. I was just trying to help!
I'm entering now. Here I am. Why did no one tell me that my face cream expired?
No, he's doing the same look.
Okay, and I got that look.
This was a different one.
Yeah, that was like, are you really going to act like this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I put my car in the washing machine.
I found a frog in my face cream. Okay, and then that look was kind of like a frog.
You know what that look was?
Yeah, please tell me.
The look where you can cut to commercial break.
It's an act
blow. Yes. And that's how powerful it is.
That's
is
an
that
act
you can
blow.
Go out
because, and here's
you don't
the
have to write
Let
the
me explain
blow.
To you. You don't know. So in TV with audiences, you had laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he comes in there, he says about the frog and the lip gloss, and then boom, you cut to the expression. And the expression says, I get it, and I'm moving the story with a look.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting that you said lip gloss. That's a little window into your craft, actually, because nobody said that before.
What did you say? Face cream?
He said What's face cream, difference? But you said lip gloss because I don't think you were so inside.
Oh, you're complimenting me. Yeah, thank you.
Putting your character together. Yeah. That you thought, in this moment, my character wouldn't be listening to what was going on at
I'd
all.
Be looking at Jess's lips.
Yeah.
He'd be thinking about a look. Yeah. And also, lip gloss even further feminizes Schmidt, which I feel like maybe Nick doesn't think Mr. Schmidt is all man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was very intimidating to be on the other side of that.
Oh, I would not want to be on the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Schmidt earns his paycheck, I'll tell you something.
Well, I don't think you're ever in any fear of being on the other side of that. Because you got to get the job through auditions.
Sure.
Right, and you know that I'm offer only.
Yeah. But you got to pass a lot of levels to get on the other side of that.
Yeah, and you know that I'm offer only.
Yeah.
And that they wanted to go for more of a no-name and undiscovered talent. It's That's too distracting to have someone like me on there.
You'll get the looks in podcasts.
Yes.
Let's reach back in the popcorn gallery one more time before we go. I think this is a good question to end on. This is from Chanson. Listener.
Great.
Jake, is it hard being famous?
Is it hard being famous? Well, you know what? It's hard doing appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do those because the show is a loss leader.
No, well, I do those appearances because I've got my own appearance agent. Mm-hmm. So when I do those appearances, what I didn't say, it's not the other series regulars doing it with me.
Oh. Mm.
It's guest stars, it's co-stars, it's anybody who's been on the show with me. Because I got a guy who runs them, I get the checks, and it's a moneymaker.
And would you say that your agent is your best friend at this point?
I would say he's my brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what is Crafty like on The New Girl?
I like it. M&M's.
M&M's, Skittles, so it's sweets mainly.
Donuts.
Yeah.
No, not. I wouldn't say that. It's not just sweets. It's M&M's, it's Skittles, it's candy, sodas, donuts, chocolate bars.
Oh.
Don't buy everything.
Yeah, you're only listing sweets and
I don't think that's true. Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
A cereal.
Right, that's more in the middle, but also Mince. Pretty sweet cereal.
Yeah. But I mean other cereal too. Mm. A bunch of Kraft service is really it's not you know, it's a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay, so then Crafty's good. That's good. Our audience will want to hear that.
Yeah, food's good.
And then you wanted to promote a movie.
Yes, I want to promote a movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's called Boys Night Out. Mm-hmm. It's on VOD right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It stars me, Vince Vaughn,
mm-hmm.
Danny Glover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's about the three of us. We're best friends. It stars me, Danny Glover, Vince Vaughn. We play all best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's a night where we all have young babies at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all dads. We all live in the suburbs of Detroit. Mm-hmm. And we decided to have a boys' night out.
Last time. One last hurrah.
One last hurrah. But when we go out, it's reliving all the stuff, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. everything goes crazy. So it's a shout out to the movies of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very contemporary.
And was Danny bussing you up nonstop?
Well, you know, the reputation when we were growing up mm-hmm. was that Mel Gibson was the prankster.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Mm-hmm. It's Danny.
Dan, mm-hmm. And so that must have bussed you up pretty good.
He was doing pranks on camera, off camera. He didn't memorize any of his lines. He was funny and dramatic.
It's the kind of thing you just turn on the camera and it's just like, go.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I literally think me and Vince just sat there, knuckles closed, on a chin watching.
Mm-hmm. You forgot... Oh, wait, I got a job to do,
I got to say my lines. But, you know, the reality of it was a lot of fun. It's a really good movie. It's really sweet. There's a lot of great females in it.
Mm-hmm.
Unknowns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's on VOD. You can find it now. It's on iTunes.
It's a powerful anti-cigarette message in there as well.
Absolutely. You know, the reality is I don't know if everybody knows this, it gives you cancer.
They're bad for you, yeah.
Well, 100%. Well, 100%.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of years where it's been both sides mm-hmm. of the fence. Now there's no fucking around.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. smoke cigarettes, you're going to most likely get cancer.
And to take a strong stance like that is mm-hmm. pretty powerful.
Time to
yeah,
speak.
I'm really glad you pointed that out because that is something not everyone's... It's only one scene. And a lot of my monologue in it got cut out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they whittled it down to... And you can tell that there's...
It's edited so poorly.
Been a big chunk cut out of the middle of it.
To be honest, the editing
yeah.
of that scene, all jokes aside, really pissed me
off. Do you want to do it
makes
for
me
us?
Looks,
do you want
to
tell us some of what we missed?
The original one was 45 yeah. minutes.
Okay.
In the show,
oh, okay.
in the movie, and I literally think this is the only thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding when I say, I went off for 45 straight minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They had to reload one of the cameras in the middle of it because we ran mm-hmm. out of the fucking card.
Mm-hmm.
I literally stopped and kept my facial expression in the same spot so we could start again because
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about editing. In the movie, it's Danny Glover smoking, which his character didn't smoke. He was uh-huh. just views. He kept saying, it's a boy's night. It's a boy's night.
Yeah.
Smoked
yeah.
in every scene, smoked every day, smoked in the hotel room, everything.
Yeah.
In the movie, I go, hey, put out that, and it cuts to him smoking, and I go, cigarette. But it's not even my voice saying cigarette.
Yeah.
So... It's, hey, cut out that, and then they use a weird cut, and you hear, cigarette.
Yeah, and that's Haley Joel.
I didn't know that.
ADR yeah. King.
It fucking pissed me off, mm-hmm. man.
That's frustrating.
They cut all my stuff in that movie. Half my stuff is ADR, but I guess it's Haley Joel Osment. They made my character gay. I didn't say any of that stuff. All that's ADR. The
oh,
whole thing
really?
With me and Vince, that whole thing in the second act,
mm-hmm.
I didn't say any of that. I wouldn't say it. It's all ADR. I think you're handsome.
Oh, you hate that stuff.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's yeah. not in the movie. I didn't agree to do that.
Yeah. You would have said no to that because you hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck no. The ADR, the whole thing. I got the munches for you. What does that even mean? Everyone's laughing. I was at the arc light. Everyone's laughing. I stood up. I go, what's the munches?
Mm-hmm.
Making yeah. you look like the idiot.
Yeah, it's very funny. I think it means you want to chew on his, like, buttocks. But I, you know, but... Regardless, it's
yeah, I don't know.
It's disappointing to hear that they did that to
but whatever,
sort of your vision.
Yeah, it's on VOD, iTunes.
On VOD, everybody check it out. And yeah.
Boys Night Out, super fun movie to do.
But any of that gay shit, that's not...
that. I didn't choose that. I wouldn't have said yes. To my mm-hmm. true fans of Jake M. Johnson out there, you can trust in me. Never would I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just disappointing, but right on to my true Jake M. Johnson fans. You guys know you're always the number one, and you guys love Mr. Miller.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you so much, Jake.
Thanks so much for coming on Hollywood Handbook. Thanks to everyone out there for listening. Rate us on iTunes, subscribe to the forums, and purchase our pro version.
Please do buy the pro version. You get access to all kinds of cool extras.
You get a 45-minute Skype with the boys.
You get a bunch of exclusive gifs.
This is the pro version. Yeah, this is what we're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. We're plugging the pro version of the podcast because it's not as expensive as it could be to just listen to the normal episode. Yeah.
You guys are charging for other things too?
Yeah, you get a bunch of exclusive gifs. You get an interview with Lamorne Morris. So if this one sort of whet your appetite for...
To get into the belly of the beast that is maybe,
I don't think he would do this podcast.
The real thing.
Lamorne's not going to do it. I only did it because I know you guys from a while ago. This is dog shit.
No,
it's
I mean...
at 200 views tops.
No, he wouldn't do it for...
He's not going to do it for
really.
Free. He won't do it for money.
It's not really views you're looking for, yeah.
What is it you guys are looking for?
We found it. We found a number.
You found a number with Lamorne?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you paying him?
I don't think that's for you.
I'll text him right now.
So okay. will I.
You don't even have his number.
Yes, I do. You want me to read it to you?
Yes.
Read. Sean, if you could just read Lamorne Morris's number.
310?
Yep.
You know it by heart.
Yeah, I call him every day.
689?
Mm-hmm. You call it, you dial out the whole thing? Read everything but the last two. And make people guess what those last two are.
There's also a 9 in it, and there's also a 0 in it.
Okay. So that'll be fun for people on the forums to guess what Lamorne Morris's personal phone number is and to call it.
So you guys charge for Skypes?
Well, it's part of the... Once you get the pro version, it's free.
We charge for the pro version, and Skypes are included in that.
And then the Skypes are free.
Why would they want to Skype with you?
So we can give them tips about achieving Hollywood success.
Students.
Or whatever they want. It's not
everyone
like...
has good friends in their life like we were to you
right.
back at the Burbank airport and when you were a bartender.
So give me some 3 pieces of advice that the people could potentially look out for.
Okay. Pay money if you want the real advice.
That's good.
I mean, that's the main advice that we want to give is
that's
that
good.
It is available. We have the juice. We have the good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's going to cost a little bit. And you want it to because you don't want everyone to have it.
Yeah.
It's like an acting coach.
That's one.
You got to pay for the good stuff.
2 is rate us on iTunes.
Okay.
Rate us on iTunes. Comment in the forums.
Mm-hmm. And then get the pro version. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.